Putting to rest cleanup efforts and last-minute preparations, Cotsby residents gathered at the community school for a potluck Tuesday night, sharing food, song, and culture with dozens of visitors from the president's advance team, as well as relatives who came to see the historic visit firsthand. A round of NYO games and music from Midnight Sun drummers and dancers were the backdrop as locals gathered to talk about what they hope the president takes away from his trip. For Elder Enoch Atumuk-Scheit, he hopes the president can see changes in the land that he's seen firsthand for decades.
I worked for years as subsistence coordinator, and this is the things my grandpa was telling me when I was nine years old, saying eventually the warming trend is going to start hurting us, and now it's here. It's not only global warming, it's the erosion, it's the worst thing up this way. We're losing some of our villages.
Linda Hadley, originally from Deering and now teaching kindergarten in Kotzebue, says it's a historical moment.
I believe it's a momentous occasion because it allows the president to see what a community of the size of ours in the Arctic is about. To have someone of his caliber come and visit us provides our community with a voice in the national conversation.
But outside the school halls and across town, the region's portion of that conversation was taking shape in the form of a letter to the president, outlining local priorities from climate change to energy.
There are immediate needs for sure, like what's happening around Kivalina. And by the way, yes, they do. The community does need to get to safety. But more than that, the community needs to relocate. This is not a time to be shy. It's a time for education for Alaskans and for people of the United States.
Northwest Arctic Borough Mayor Reggie Jewell was the first signature on the letter that includes tribes, Alaska Native corporations, local governments, healthcare providers, and more. On climate change, the letter points squarely to Kivalina, the community of 400 on a barrier island along the Chukchisi coast. Bearing the brunt of a changing climate, the shorefast ice that once protected the village from turbulent weather now forms later and later every year, bringing storms, flooding, and erosion, not to mention making subsistence more difficult. In just 10 years, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says the village will be uninhabitable. While details are still few, the White House has announced a plan that would put the Denali Commission, an independent federal agency working in Alaska, in charge of a new mitigation and relocation effort for communities across the state. It's a partnership that Tim Shirk with regional healthcare provider Manelik says is a good fit.
The Denali Commission was a great partner in developing most of the village clinics that we have in our region. We do have a lot of confidence in the efficiency and effectiveness of the Denali Commission in terms of assisting us with our infrastructure needs, including those that are needed to respond to climate change.
The letter covers a lot of ground, outlining the need to develop a deep draft port above the Arctic Circle and advocating the sharing with local residents the federal revenue from offshore oil drilling. In many ways, it's an academic breakdown of what Northwest Alaska leaders say they'll need for the future. But Wayne Westlake, the president and CEO of Nana Regional Corporation, says it'll take more than just a letter for Kotzebue's voice to be heard.
There are ways to learn about areas in the world. And you can learn that through study, through watching TV. There are different ways. It's very important, the visit, because the visit, he'll get a feel. And you can't describe feel. I'm hoping that he gets that feel of that there's something here that is important not only to our country but to the health of the people in the region. And that's what I'm hoping for, that he gets that feel that you can't describe. He'll tell his grandkids about it.
President Obama begins his last day in Alaska with a morning in Dillingham. He'll land in Kotzebue around 5 o'clock tonight and should be flying back to Anchorage and eventually Washington, D.C. by 9 o'clock this evening. Reporting in Kotzebue for KNOM, I'm Matthew Smith.